Jazakallah khair. We have Miriam from Egypt. Assalamu alaikum. Your question, sister.
Alaikum assalam. Sheikh, I was wondering, if you have days in the past Ramadan that you did not fast, and then you fast the upcoming Ramadan, can you pay them back after the upcoming Ramadan is finished?
The question is quite straightforward, Sheikh.
Yes, it's quite straightforward. Mm. The scholars have two opinions. Mm-hmm. The majority say that those who skipped days of Ramadan until the following Ramadan came. Of course, skipping these days was for a legitimate excuse, as if they were pregnant, breastfeeding, had their monthly period, or they were traveling, or they're simply ill. Yeah. The scholars, the majority say that they make up for these days no matter when. Mm-hmm. So it's not because you missed making it up during this year that khalas, it's over. No, it's not over till it's over. So you have like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. You have to do it. It's a debt, not to a person. It's a debt to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But they say you have to also feed one poor person for every day that you have missed. And you feed this poor person half a sa'r. And a sa'r is a means of measurement by size, not by weight. Mm. And it's equivalent to two mud. Mm. And one mud is the handful of, well, two handful of a normal person. Now, this is the verdict of the majority. Mm-hmm. But the most authentic verdict is that you don't have to feed anybody. Because if you had to, Allah would have told us to. Or the Prophet ﷺ would have indicated this to us in a crystal clear hadith. Now, not having this, then we cannot go to people and say it's obligatory to feed a poor person for every day you've skipped of Ramadan, and you did not make it up until the following Ramadan came. And this is the choice of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy on his soul.